Access that our Father. And we are no more strangers. We are no more strangers. The plan of God. We are of that household. And we want to gather all, everyone where you are, that you draw close, that you move on to know that of the household of the Father. You know, it's required of you to be a friend of God, to know the things of the household of God. That's why he tells us in John 15 that I no more call you servants. Those who are just mere servants, they don't know the business of the household. But a friend of him, the one who owns the house, they know all the secrets. Let me expect each one of us, they decided with all their hearts to be a friend of God, to be a child of God. And we want to begin together to move on now preparations of our Father in heaven. We're going to move on with the call of our nation, Uganda. And that we can move on to understand what preparations does the Father have on this nation, on behalf of the entire world. Praise Jesus so much. Now if you go determined to become a friend of God, you know, to just be a child, it's not enough. We used to be many children in the home, but there are those who are friends of the father and the mother. Was it not that? There are those who end up by just being children. And they have no major motive of wanting to build the home. And they trouble us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we want to become friends of God.
And
we are children.
And
at the same time, we are his friends. He even tells us of the programs of home. That's what he says. There's nothing he does except he's told
to his father.
Those have exceeded to just be children, but they have become friends of God. Now it's good to first become a child, for it's even very hard to become a friend of God before you become his child. The first level you do is to become a child of God. And you open up a friendship beyond your brethren. And you commit yourself much to them. And to do what he wants. And he sees you are his friend among the children. You know, he spoke in Numbers. Numbers 12.
Said,
if there is a prophet,
and
the other ministers like those, I will speak with them through the dreams and the vision. But he spoke of his servant Moses. And he said, he is not like that in the household.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
That
one I speak with him one-on-one. He even sees my forehead. In that
word,
there are things down. You know, there's a father being in the room, bedroom. And he says, the child, the one who goes to this place and the other, do this and that. And as long as he
goes,
first come in the bedroom and we speak together.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Kakaturaba.
Now you see, this is where I keep money. Your brothers, if they have nothing to eat, you get it from here. This is where I put the money. The key I have, the one of this place and the other.
Don't
tell them your brothers are not sure that they are my friends.
Yes, Yevazibi. So, kolanyo mukwano erika tondo mula.
Let's make a friendship the living God.
Oja kuri langa kura kira kibi tuwe. Ebienja ulo.
Direct to different things.
Imo kui kakati kwe yoga ngeri yareiro.
Some of those like the way of today.
Boke rano raga katunda tinsinkendi.
When
galate ni mukwano.
Ali you show God you come. Ali you love him and you his friend.
Ateku watu kubiriza tukeiro tuhuri de yomo nyomo.
Encourage us to get early that you tell us things of the household.
Manje mama yapsoka ngayo mundibire.
You know the mother used to go ahead of us.
Na tukezesa na tureka kewa.
Test us, let us home.
Naga wanukia kumsa ngayo.
And she told us you'll find us in the garden.
Baganda bafaba sigade banangi.
Most of our brothers.
Batu kanga sawa nyako
lini. They reached at 10 on to go for the garden.
Echa wali sisi wakaka baga mbaya ya. Kujanga tukeza.
Ever see she takes us early.
We
failed, you wanted the command of the mother or father. If you want, as soon as you arrive, you are right.
If you
understand this child, understands than his brothers. And if a girl child, if you can say, my daughter,
because
of your children are here. And because of your brothers and yourself, I put them here. You know why I've lived long with your father? But the others, they don't tell them. When you say, when you ask them, they tell you, ask your sister. That comes from where? Even in the household of the God, they are there. After we become so much,
his friends.
Our children and we go beyond to become his friends. It's possible. And if all of us want to become that, he said, if one becomes, others don't come. You are my children, but if one of you becomes my friend, others don't come.
And
remain saying, all of you come.
You know,
he spoke of the firstborn and he said, hated evil and unrighteousness. God, your God anointed you with the anointing of joy be above your companion. You know that our brother challenged us. Our Lord Jesus.
Pastor
loved him for his son who hated evil much. And he loved so much righteousness. And yet the Father is holy. And says, Son, he is the firstborn.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. Anointed him with the anointing of joy beyond us, his brothers. But the good thing of that, our brother, he told us
something.
He introduced you to the Father and you to become his friend. If you believe me.
Yes, we have
praise
way.
Jesus so much.
So what was so we?
Now there is hope. Even there is a new way which he put for us. Which can reach us the Father and we
speak one.
But if we open a friendship, an unusual friendship between us and that living God, it will move on, bring us to be friends of God. Now that word, like we've passed through it, we want to move on with the call of the nation Uganda.
So
let's first arise on our feet.
We
want to honor God the Father.
We
thank him for the good time he's added us.
And
we thank the Lord Jesus.
He will
fulfill the command and will be with us to the end.
And
he's gotten with us to this time. He said he will not leave us as orphans. When he birthed us, he said,
and when
to send you a comforter, the Spirit of Truth.
We
want to thank him, the Holy Spirit. Many years back, In Acts chapter 2, they're like 2,000 plus years. Ever since he was said, not remain as orphans, we're born every generation. We get born again per generation. And he
must want
to see for us and guide us. Sometimes we don't know him. But he truly remains knowing his work. Of
leading
the children of God. He remains seeking for us, ye are spirit of truth. We want to thank him for seeking us and remaining guiding us. And there are also those, our elder brothers,
who
we seek of those who first align themselves in spirit, the angels, the expression they do in our midst. You know, it's threatening never to thank.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Thanking is a very good thing. For the one who gives thanks is added on.
Unto
those who have the many. God who has the many things indeed. We want to thank him. Father Almighty. We glorify you and give you glory and honor. We thank you for the good time you have given us. Remember, you told us through your Holy Spirit. When it was an Apostle Paul, he wrote the Philippians 4, verses 6.
That
we tell you that we need through the prayer, through the repentance, and through the thanksgiving. We first thank you, Father, for the good thousand things you've done for us. Truly, you base up above the heavens.
Yet
remain to see in heavens and earth. Like written in Job 28,
verse 28.
You base up above the heavens to see in the heavens and earth. Not that you want to just look, but Bible says that though you are mighty, you don't despise the
devastation.
Now when you base and you can see us, and you honor us as your children, and you fulfill your vow.
Jetuli,
you would have refused to fulfill your vow. No one would have accused you. No one would have forced you.
Kubanga you
as
in
Job 41,
the
who of you first gave
me
that they may demand of you. Father, we fight much.
Wandi bade wadembo
would have been freedom to give
us.
No one would have
Who have given you.
Thank you for your word.
Mukama wa fe Yesu.
Thank you for your word.
Ndewa kuwa ne yali yekana nawe. naye wasiima okumusa ekitiibwa kye n'omukkiriza ayambale omubiri n'omutegekera omubiri kubanga mukama waffe yesu annyonnyola okusira mebuleni yesuula yekkobe nti amutegekera omubiri bwe yalina okugira atulabikire asobole okutufiirira asobole okutununula weebale kitaffe eyakola ebikulu ebiriwo ebityo weebale mukama waffe yesu eyaleka ebitiibwa by'omugoro bayibuli eyogera mu bafiripu esuula eyokubiri neegamba nti waliwo enkanira ddala kitaffe ayi kabaka bakabaka naye wasiima okussa ekitiibwa kyo n'ojja paka n'okutuuka okwewaayo n'obeera omuddu mu masekkati gaffe tukwebaza kabona omulungi bayibuli ekwogerako ssebo ebulani yesuula eyokusatu n'eyokuna nti oli kabona eyayitira ddala mu ebyo byennyini bye tuyita mukama weebale yesu weebale mukama kubaka nkana osobole okutusabirawo nga bwe twetaaga kubanga omanyi buli nsonga yaffe watusuubiza mu Matayo 28 18 paka 20 nti ogenda kubeera naffe okutuusa enkomeero bwe tufuula amawanga abayigiriza ne tubayigiriza ne byonna bye watulagira weebale mukama waffe yesu kubanga n'okutuuka leero okyali mu masekkati gaffe okyali mu masekkati g'ekkanisa okyatulabikira nga muwasuubiza mu Yokaana essuula ey'14 nti nja kusigala nga mbalabikira ne tukubuuza ekibuuzo lwaki ogenda kulabikirangaffe n'otugamba kubanga muli balamu nange nga ndi mulamu weebale mukama w'eggye weebale mukama waffe yesu okusigala nga otulabikira n'otuzza obujja buli kiseera n'otulabirira mukama n'otuzaala ogw'okubiri n'otatulekanga bamulekwa buli kiseera obadde otusabira omwoyo omutukuvu weebale mukama waffe yesu bayibuli ekwogerako nnyonyini kupita ekyokubiri essula ey'okusatu olulyo olw'omunaana paka olw'ekkumi ng'agamba toludde kuleeta nkomeero naye obadde olinda bulijjo ng'otugulira ebbanga waleme okubawula omu kuffe azikirira waba atukire ddala mu kwenenya weebale mukama waffe yesu kubanga mu Baruumi essula ey'omunaana olw'34 oli ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa kitaffe n'otwegayirawo otusabira omwoyo omutukuvu asigale ng'akyatuluŋŋamya asigale ng'akyatukulemberamu weebale kubanga ebisuubizo byonna bize bituukirira era n'ekyo kyeweeyama okutuma omwoyo w'omutukuvu laba bwe yatuuka mikola y'abatume essuula ey'okubiri mu bujjuvu bwe ng'emyoyo 7 twebaza omwoyo omutukuvu omwoyo w'amazima weebale bulijjo okutunoonyanga weebale bulijjo otukulemberanga weebale bulijjo okutuwalula okutuyamba otulwanirira okubeera mu masekkati gaffe ow'amaanyi okusinga omwoyo gwa sitaani oguli mu nsi weebale omwoyo omutukuvu omusomesa omulungi ayi kabaka bakabaka weebale kutuwa amaanyi omwoyo w'amazima era nga tukusaba otwongereyongere amaanyi agabamalayika abatukuvu abatuluwamu naawe baweereze omu naffe neera era nga twebaza olw'obuweereza bwabwe bwe bagenze mu maaso n'okukola tukusaba okkirize neera omwoyo omutukuvu oyongere okukola naffe oyongere otulungamya oyongere otukulemberamu oyongere otusaasira oyongere otusonyiwa obutali butuukirivu bwonna okusobya kwonna kale okkirize ayo omwoyo w'amazima okusigala naffe kubanga bw'onaasigala naffe mukama waffe yesu ali wamu naffe era wamu ne kitaffe ng'ali wamu naffe ssebo tukwebaza kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna tukwebaza omwana mukama waffe yesu tukwebaza omwoyo omutukuvu olw'okutwagala n'okutuuka kankano mwebalemu mwenna ejje lya mukama ery abamalayika abatukuvu abaweereza era mweyongere okuddamu amaanyi okuweerezaamu naffe okuziiza omubi sitaani okulemesa okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga otuukirira wamu n'okuwulira kw'enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa katonda okwetoola ensi yonna weebale mukama w'abakama weebale kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna tukugulumiza nga tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo weebale kitaffe weebale omwana weebale omwoyo omutukuvu tuusayo byonna mu linnya erisinga amannya gonna muguune ku nsi erinnya lya mukama waffe yesu amiini. Osobola okwetuuliraho. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twebaza Katonda olw'akaseera kano katwogedde.
Thank God for this moment he's added us.
Era mmanyi nga awulira okusaba kwaffe bulijjo.
He has our prayers all along.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Singa okusaba okwo
kubeera ddala
mu kwagala kwe.
It gets to be in his will.
And
is led by the Holy Spirit.
The one
who understands much the will of God the Father.
He knows even the
unknown things of God.
When he
leads us, we rejoice and boast.
And
we feel the joy in us.
And
we know we'll have a good relation between us and the Father in heaven. And the Father, the Mother of the creation. The true vine,
we too
are branches from him, our Lord Jesus.
And
we know that the Holy Spirit is chief in leading us, together with armies of angels serving us, and those who serve together with us.
We move on
with the call of the nation Uganda.
It's
the call and the covenant.
And
the glory of God
on
the nation of Uganda
in
this era of AD,
which we spent 2018
years
as it was
on the nation of Israel
in
the eras of BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
are right on the third phase
of
the call of the nation Uganda.
And
God revealed the call of the nation Uganda in the three ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
when we look at those ways, we already finished the two. And we still winding up the third way. Like we saw that in the first way, God revealed the call of the nation Uganda. In the prophecies within scriptures of truth, in the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
we searched out scriptures and we saw how our nation was marked with the River Nile and with the many other signs. And even the promises upon this nation, we saw them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And then we reached the time in the third way, in the second way,
God
revealed the call of the nation Uganda.
Passed
through history which based on the scriptures of truth.
God
spoken over love of the entire world. In this era of AD,
there
are many the explorers and the many others, those who came speaking on the nation of Uganda,
and
the great works indeed.
And
they searched much this River Nile,
and
they called it the Father of Rivers, the Holy River, and they say where its source is.
They had
a great hope right there of the faith, of the face of God, to work in the entire world.
So
now it was caused Uganda to be called the Pearl of Africa,
together
with the many other words we saw, which involved bringing some of the Israelites, bring them in this nation of Uganda, and they say this is their new land. Now all that we saw it,
but
we looked at it that way, we are winding it up. That way God revealed the call of Uganda when he passed through the prophecies. When he passed through prophecies through his servants right from Uganda
and
outside Uganda
in
this era of AD,
we
brought out four ministers who have been getting the prophecy and the visions, two of them from Uganda and the two from outside Uganda. These ones we brought out are the few.
There are
many visions in the many people.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But as the first God explained, one of the visions, which is of the call of the nation Uganda, from outside we looked at the Austrian vision in Uganda. They got a vision of the nation Uganda,
where
that man
Wilhelm Watzel
and Emil Klein
And
they say God has put the base in the nation of Uganda to do His final work all over the world. With so much, and we got explained of that vision. Right from Uganda, the second vision we looked unto the Apostle John Mulinde. The Prayer Mountain, Uganda,
World Trumpet Mission.
And the World Trumpet Mission.
It's
a book known as The Nation of the Crossroads, the prophecy on Uganda. What was looked much in this vision? The mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We look at the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God.
How
that Spirit is poured in our nation, Uganda. Praise Jesus so much.
To
be filled of wisdom and understanding, the counsel and the power, the knowledge and the fear of God, and the Spirit of God.
We
looked at that in another major aspect we saw of
Uganda to
raise the flag of revival. Uganda to raise the flag of revival. The lamb in the midst of the nation. And we looked much at that lamb, the Holy Spirit, in the form of the lampstand. And to see how Uganda is to be filled of the light, of the wisdom, the light of understanding of God, the light of the counsel of God, the light of the power of God, the light of the knowledge of God, the light of the fear of God, and the light of the Spirit of God.
To
glorify the Father and the Son. We understood well how we are to be a lamb.
To
those who are present when God explained of that vision.
CD and DVD.
Now, who wasn't here, you can get a CD and DVD.
Now,
the books too are about to follow.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Hey,
but today we get an explain of the vision of the brother.
Nigeria.
The brother from Nigeria.
John Kanya.
He got a vision of the nation of Uganda. And God told him, we are an example to all the nations. And he gave him a word of encouraging us. And he told us those God had told him through that vision. We are here to move on, lighten you, and explain for you. And we based in the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. That's this ministry. We won't tell you how you are to fulfill the call of the nation Uganda.
So, why don't
we get explained more of that vision? We told you like the four reasons of moving on to get explained in the vision of this brother John Kanya. Like the four things we're going to focus much on.
Every
person can be bold to speak of their nation, where they are physically born. It's not easy to be bold to speak good things of another nation. And even if God had told them to you, you may go back and tell him, why have I too spoken of their nation? To our nation, where we are born in the physical. But you tell me, go speak it to the other nation. You know, if today God tells you a word,
go
tell the other brother of yours, they are more beautiful, more richer than you.
Or
that your sister,
they are
so rich, they are beautiful. Go praise them over those words. And they are the ones who will help you.
Osoka no gani
imagine.
Mukama lwaki tobiwadde nze
n'obigamba nze
omanyi obujja bukubeerawo okumpi
awoogaana
n'okubimwogeranaye nebwoba ogaanya okubimwogerako abeera alibwatira biba bijja
kale
abaweereza bano tubeebazaako ekyensuso okukkiriza okwogera ebyo mukama byabagambye ku ggwanga lya
ugandanewankubadde
nga bava mu mawanga amalala
ati
manyi si kyangu okuguma kwogera birungi ku
neighbor
mukimanyi bulungi nammwe mu maka ge
wammweera
neighbor wo abeera mugagga nnyo
otandika
okufunamu n'endowooza kirabika
basadda
okufuna obugagga bwe balimu
n'ebirungi
okukkiriza obukkiriza ati ddala baagaggawala baakola oyinza okufunamu
get in a mentality not to believe that.
Naye ne bano abakkiriza okwogera ku ggwanga lya Uganda ebigambo nga Mukama
bw'abibagambye
twongere okubasabira omukisa
ogw'obulokozi
obutuukira ddala ku bulamu obutaggwaawo
linnya
lya Mukama waffe
Yesu
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo mpozi mu kwolesebwa okw'oluganda
olunotunuuliramu
ebintu bino ebikulu
sooka
Mukama yamugamba
revival
ejja kuva mu ggwanga lino lya
Uganda. Revival will come from the nation of Uganda.
Ekyo kize kikonfamingwa emirundi
mingi.
Mutume John Mulinde bwe tuvaako waggulu okulaba.
Apostle John Mulinde we saw up there.
Naye Mukama yamugamba.
God too told him.
Tulina okutambuza fulaga ya revival okwetoola ensi
yonna. We must move flag of revival all over the entire world.
So ebimu ku bitugenda okunyonyoka mu kwolesebwa kuno
some of the things we're going to explain of this vision
ooluganda John Kanyon
of the brother John Kanyon
yes he was with you
praise Jesus so much
wekulaba revival kyekyeyi egenda okuva mu ggwanga lya Uganda
what is this revival going to come from the nation of Uganda
yes he was with you
praise Jesus so much
bozi ekyokubiri
then the second thing
yagamba nti tuli ba pioneers okukkiriza
he said we are pioneers of faith
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kwegamba tuli bakulembeze mu kukkiriza.
Now we are leaders in the faith.
Oba tuyinza okugiyita entandikwa.
Oh, we are the ones to spearhead the faith.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuli ba pioneers b'okukkiriza.
We are pioneers of faith.
Era nga tuyitiddwa eri okuyitibwa okunene.
We've been called unto a great call.
Okuyitibwa okunene era okw'amaanyi.
Great mighty call.
Natuyitwa tuyita mukubera pioneer of faith.
We pass through being pioneers of faith.
Era mwe muli okuyitibwa kwafu okwekitalo ddala.
That is our mighty call.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus so
much. Majiko hizo kugumu kubyoyo kubyeyogera
kwa wabigabe. Be strong to speak that over you if they tell it to you.
Oba kugwangalio.
Or on your nation.
Na nayo mwobera.
And you too live in it.
Na yo kubango vaso mugwange
ddala. But to be coming from another nation.
Nojogamba banno.
And you can't tell your colleagues.
Mukama agambye.
God has said.
Yemwe mutukulembera mukukiriza.
You are going to be the pioneers in the faith.
Era mulina okuyitibwa okwekitalo okwamaanyi.
You have a mighty great call upon yourselves.
Ekyo tugenda kinyonyoka.
That we are to get explained of it.
Tuli tukia ba pioneer mukukiriza.
How are we pioneers in the faith?
Era okuyitibwa okwo kuli kutya okwamaanyi.
How is that mighty call?
Yayongera ekyokusatu n'agamba.
Who spoke the third thing and he said.
Nti Uganda.
That Uganda.
Atonda abayitidde amagezi amangi.
God has called you for the much wisdom.
Oba kituyita greater wisdom.
A greater wisdom.
Atonda abayisi ndiyo amagezi amagulumivu.
God has called you to the greater wisdom.
N'okumanya.
A knowledge.
N'okubikulirwa okuteekebwa mu nkola.
A revelation put in action.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Manyi bw'oba oli mu full knowledge.
You know when in a full knowledge.
Bino by'osinga okutegeera.
This is what you understand much.
Amagezi amangi.
The great wisdom.
Okumanya.
Knowledge.
N'okubikulirwa nga kuteekebwa mu nkola.
Revelation put in action.
Ekyo bw'otuuka ano otegeera butegeezi nti kigenda mu maaso.
That's when you reach here, you realize it's moving on.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kw'ebyo. Aha.
On those.
Okwolesebwa nga kugenda mu nkola.
Revelation put in action.
Amagezi amayitirivu.
The greater wisdom.
Okumanya okujjudde.
Knowledge which is full.
Oba oli mu full knowledge oba okimanyi obumanyi.
If you are in the full knowledge you know that well.
Era oba olabulabye nga kituukirira.
And you straight see it come to pass.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Ekyokuna mu ebyo tulina okulaba.
The fourth thing in those we are to see.
Yayongera n'agamba.
He moved on and he said. We are the big brides of Christ. We prepare many other brides in the entire world. You know, Jesus comes back for the church and we are brides. But he singled out a bride among the brides.
Now,
you bride, look at yourself, you are meant to be the one above others. And see whether you've gotten perfected. You may not have
shaved
off your lashes, not made your hair.
Your
garments have not changed them.
A
major and chief bride of Christ, it means something.
All the other brides
are going to be looking at you.
The church
without spot, not a wrinkle.
In the
holy garments indeed.
We
have to look at that, know how they are, and we work on them.
And
we work on ourselves as brides.
We
clothe our garments.
Tunabe,
we wash
ourselves.
He commands all this to us.
In Isaiah,
he tells us to wash ourselves.
Things
like those we shall
see. But
let's first get explained.
Why is
this revival to come from the nation of
Uganda?
And what is revival?
If
we get to understand
it, it's
easy to fulfill that vision
in
the name of the Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit.
Let's
hear his speech from the book he wrote.
Uganda, an example to other nations. Word of encouragement. Uganda. John Kenya. Revival will come out of your ashes. It is my prayer that you keep fanning the flame of revival and of the Lord's glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Uganda, John Kenya.
The brother John Kenya.
And
he said, God gave him a word of encouragement. All the call which has been spoken of us all long. And he told him that nation is an example unto all the nations. Though we had not yet become that word, we had not yet become well. The few we are like that. Like welcoming visitors and things like those. But there are those of the spiritual who have not yet come.
But
we try to see that we become. There are the other evils which we have as an example. That is not a good example.
But
we want to become an example which God wants. He says, that revival is to come from the nation Uganda, all over the entire world. And in spring he said,
that
in praise we keep on farming the flames. The flames of revival to move on. Let me tell you the word revival.
It's
been spoken of much in Uganda and in the entire world.
We've
reached even to hate that word revival. But the people who have been coming through it,
they
are those spoken of that those who came before me were thieves. Most of them have been just stealing through that word. Maybe even some speak of it, yet they don't know it.
When
you may find another having a revival band.
But
when you see what they do in that band,
you may
move on to hate the word revival. Most people brought through it the powers of darkness. And they told us that is the revival. But we want to get explained. As we, the nation of Uganda, and our friends, all who love God all over the entire world,
each
revival to spring from the nation of Uganda, all over the world, how does it appear and what is that revival?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The word revival
In
the language of the Bible, we understand it as the New Testament. The New Testament of the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It's
what you first put there. And then you move on to know the meaning.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know the coming of the New Testament.
Things
it came to remind us which we mistook in the Old Testament.
Because
those we failed to fulfill.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
Jesus came to create the New Testament. To revive the Old Testament.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And still the word
revival.
It means to go back to things which you had done initially. To go back to the first love.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
To
go back to the first love of God.
There
are the two words which can explain there. The word revival.
Revival means
the New Testament.
The definition.
That's the first mission we've gotten.
That
which can help us correct mistakes within the Old Testament.
And
fulfill those we fail to fulfill in the Old Testament.
But definition,
and the second definition was to explain. And
it
says revival.
To
go back to the love of God, the first love.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Definition is
all the second definitions we want to pass them through scriptures. Let's first explain the first definition. According to Hebrews 8. Verse
6.
He speaks with us like this. Hebrews 8:6.
Naye kaakano aweereddwa okuweereza okusinga okuwooma, era nga bw'ali omubaka w'endagaano esinga obulungi, kubanga yalagaanyizibwa olw'ebyasuubizibwa ebisinga obulungi. Olunyo lw'omusanvu. Kuba endagaano eri ey'olubereberye, singa teyaliiko kyakunenyezebwa, tewalinoonyezebbwa bbanga eri ey'okubiri. Olw'omunaana. Kubanga bw'anenya ayogera nti, laba, ennaku zijja, bw'ayogera Mukama, bwe ndiragaana.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Bw'aba ayogera naffe agambye.
When he speaks with us, he says,
kusinziira ku Ibulaniya 8,
according to Hebrews 8,
olw'omukaaga,
and verse 6,
n'agamba nti, endagaano eno empya,
and he said, this New Testament,
yajja n'ebisinga obulungi ddala,
came with the better things indeed.
Tusaba tubiremu olumu
ku request to repeat one by one and we hear well. Just repeat verse 6.
Bebulani esula ey'omunaana olunyo lw'omukaaga.
Hebrews 8 from verse 6.
Naye kaakano aweereddwa okuweereza okusinga okuwooma, era nga bw'ali omubaka w'endagaano esinga obulungi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Endagaano empya.
The New Testament.
Ebeera ndagaano esinga okuwooma.
It's sweeter. Better. It has in it things filled of light and understanding. You know the aroma is of knowledge. Praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Did
you know that? Those
who
read with us in the Corinthians, we speak of the aroma of knowledge.
Now,
in it is the light of knowledge much. That New Testament.
It's
what revives the Old Testament.
It
tells you there are things which are not collected in the Old Testament.
And
those which had fallen. But they say it holds sweet and better things.
But
in it is filled of light of knowledge. The aroma of knowledge. And it is smelling well. You who read it, you understand quick.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's read of that aroma. I want you to understand what happens in the revival. That called the New Testament.
Which
came to correct the Old Testament.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
The aroma of knowledge must be in it.
So,
it's Now it's hard to say you're going to make revival. And you have no that aroma. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esula yakubiri olunya
lw'14. 2 Corinthians 2:14.
Naye Katonda yeebazibwe atutwala bulijjo ng'abawangula mu Kristo n'atubikuza evvumbe ly'okumutegeera ye mu buli kifo.
Yes, yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Evvumbe eryo libeera mu ndagaano eyo.
The aroma in that covenant.
Endagaano empya.
The Old New Testament.
Etulivaivinga betuzaayo tukutu.
Which revives us to correct things of the Old Testament. To fulfill what we fail to fulfill.
It's
an aroma of knowledge. That's why it says it's a better covenant.
And
it holds the aroma of knowledge. To reveal what failed us to fulfill. That we understand them and we fulfill them. Those we had faulted.
So
we know how we faulted them. How to fulfill them in their rightfulness.
To
totally repent in truth.
Those
we did when they are not rightful. That's the aroma he speaks of. He moves on to speak of the New Testament. Which revived us to correct. What we faulted in the Old Testament. Those we never were able to fulfill. When we get back to Hebrews, it speaks this. Hebrews 8:6.
Naye kakano, awereddwa okuweereza okusinga okuwoma. Era nga bw'ali omubaka w'endagaano esinga obulungi. Kubanga yalaganyizibwa olw'ebyasuubizibwa ebisinga obulungi.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
We gamba we wa endagano.
Now he's given a covenant.
A single brood.
Which is better.
Yes, a woman.
Which is sweeter.
Urebi subizevi mwevi kuruba.
By the great promises within it.
Majim chigambo revival mbira mwevi kubinene katonda biyaba subiza.
In the word revival are many great things God's promised.
Timukudizi wabuja.
Now in being renewed.
Muriraba chino nechino.
You have this and the other.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much.
Now,
because promises shown are good, and
of
the aroma of knowledge.
We
expect the word revival.
Get
back in the full knowledge of God
and His glory. It will
reveal the aroma of knowledge everywhere. For when the Lord Jesus came with the New Testament,
to
revive the Old Testament,
He
came to tell us He's not come to abolish the Old Testament, but to fulfill and to correct.
When
we finish Hebrews, He speaks this. Hebrews 8:7.
Kuba endagaano eri ey'olubereberye singa teyaliko kyakunenyezebwa tewandinonyezebwa bbanga eri ey'okubiri.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ndi kuba singa endagaano enkadde.
If the Old Testament
teyaliimu byakunenyezebwa,
it had no faults or mistakes,
it wouldn't
have been a need for a New Testament.
Kati ebiseera ebisinga buli lwe tusobya.
Paul things God's commanded us. He sends what we call revival. What is the New Testament? Even we ask that we can no more do any New Testament. But what we do,
we
get look in the Old Testament and the New Testament. What fails us to fulfill, we correct them to fulfill them.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much. Now, resume the acts of the prophets and apostles.
When we see
it not move like the prophets,
for
what make the Old Testament? And we look at the acts, those who make the New Testament. And we've not done like that.
We
search ourselves, get back to revival, correct things.
And
resume to things as they did them.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
That's
why he said when he formed us with faults. Now it's hard to think you're going to make revival or to renew things. Not realize the word revival, what it means.
God prepares things with the first love. If you never knew of the first love, it is hard
to
take back things to the first love. Is it possible?
We
don't know it.
And
now how can you take back someone where you
yes,
don't
know? Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we say when he found us with holes in the Old Testament, what we came faulting his way in, on, along the way, he promised to make the New Testament.
Uganda
language is not spoken somewhat. I request to get an English Bible. And you read us verse 7 and 8.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse
7.
For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second.
That if the Old Testament had no fault, was the fault on the Old Testament, or it's us, the people, what the fault? Covenanted that covenant with God.
So
if you want to get explained well, verses 8 explains well in the English. But in the Luganda language, you don't have that explanation.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse
8.
For finding fault with them, he says.
Now he says, when God found faults with the people, I'm going to make a new covenant with them. After he saw we had faulted the Old Testament, not done as he wants. Not done as his will.
Is.
It to us, the Bible, Old Testament is not
faulty.
But we were in it.
It's
us what was false. You know,
you
don't come
out
here
to clap.
You can even shout hallelujah. You can say a great amen. Don't want to put you on remote as if you hold not the Holy Spirit.
When
you say you are children of God, those led by
the Spirit,
let it
be
you
clapping,
and you say amen and you say hallelujah. Why does it
teach
you
that
and you ask to ask you as hands, who is the one again? Clap your hands. You came here, you're not born again. Not born again, don't clap your hands. Even those in the past, they clap hands. Do they get past saved?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
What is
this, brethren?
It's
us who made mistake in the Old Testament.
They
did what is not worthy, as the covenant is.
He
decided to put the new covenant.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For we told there is a love rightful love meant to be done in the Old Testament. But we faulted it.
He
didn't fulfill as he commanded. And he thought of the New Testament.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So okusingana ngade tukirizanga binakubira.
To find us when we didn't fulfill as it was meant to be.
Awo atugambira mudeyo mkwagala okwaso kaseyo ngabo byali.
Told us go back to the first love of things where
we atondera chetuite endagane.
That's why creates the New Testament.
Chetuite revival.
What we call revival.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Not a word to be spoken of just.
It
must be things which have not come as they are meant to be.
And
then there is no real love of God which you want.
If you have
understood that word, it eases your life
to
fulfill what we call revival. But if you don't know this,
it means
you two are going to just pick it.
It
will be failing you to fulfill it.
That's
why many have come out to speak of the word revival. But it can never come to pass. Because it's not mourn their way.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we thank God as the nation he called and our friends and all those who love God for love of the world. This time he's told us what to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When he spoke with us in the book of Revelation, Revelation
says,
Revelation 2, he told us to get back to the first love. But we had to ask him what form of love.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Revelation
2 from verse
1. Efeso, one kanti. Bwati wayogera oyo akwate munyenyo musanvu mu mukono gwe ogwa ddyo atambulira wakati w'ettabazo musanvu eza zaabu olunyo olwokubiri nti mmanyi ebikolwa byo n'okufuba kwo n'okugumiikiriza kwo era nga toyinza kugumiikiriza babi era wabakema abeeyita abatume songa sibo.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
When you
begin things of revival, you begin to see the fellow servants things they do in church, they are not right. You see many claim to be apostles, yet they are not. Prophets, yet they are not. Churches of salvation, yet not. That religion, things of Jesus, yet not the right Jesus. But now the problem which happens on you, if you can't get out of their actions, back to Acts of right prophets and apostles. He told him, I have seen all you have that all. But you have failed. You have failed to revive yourself from those. You may see mistakes of your colleagues. And yet you too, you flow within them. Yet you too, you are not just gone deeper, but you are still in them.
You have
not gone deeper like them. Yet you too fail to revive, get back to the real love of God. Many speak the other prophet is false and the other
prophet.
All things they can never correct. They have refused to revive themselves, get back to the love of Christ.
You know, he
speaks in verse 5, he speaks. Revelation
2, 3. Era olina okugumiikiriza, era waguma olw'erinnya lyange, so tewakoowa.
That I see you. Try to bear me.
You
reject me as if you are still on me. But the truth,
God
back to the right first love. Let's read on here. Revelation 2 verses
4. Kubanga waleko okwagala okw'oluberebere.
N'agamba naye.
He said,
wadde olimu nk'akasiga.
Though you hold that seed.
Kagamba Katonda Yesu jali bana.
Which says Jesus is there.
Netuinza genda munyanja kunonya manyi.
We can't go under the ocean look for powers of darkness.
Netuinza simbisa bantu kubyama.
We can't make people line up for miracles.
Naye ate gwo mumana n'ogamba.
But it's you says again.
Nti kakati yagala Katonda akuzimbire nyumba.
We want God to build a house.
Ato musigamu mutwalo mutwalo kugula cement.
10,000 shillings, can it buy a bag of cement?
Kati nawe kyenkana nga tozzeeyo nkwagala
kuli. Almost you yourself, you're not going back to that love. Wangu kwagala
okwasooka kugamba Yesule
yekumi. The first love says in Matthew 10.
Onye olw'omusanvu n'olw'omunaana. Bwe muba mugenda mubuulire nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda busembe.
Go preach the kingdom has grown.
Muweereddwa bwana mu bwebuwa.
Freely you've been given, you to freely.
Mubasabire ku bwereere.
Pray freely for them.
Omukisa gwa bwereere.
Blessing freely.
Kubanga ekutegeera Katonda by'atuwa obuwa.
There we realize what God freely gives us.
Tugenda okulaba nga naawe.
We too we see you.
Ajja asonga munnabbi oli omutuma oli.
Point to the other prophets and apostles.
Nga naawe muganda wange toddanga mu kwagala okwasooka.
Never gone back to the first
love. Totunuulira nk'obikola abatume newankubadde bannabbi.
Never looked at the acts of the prophet.
Walabayo nabbi ki agamba nti Katonda okukolera sooka omusige.
Which prophet did you see go to first work for you first saw in him?
Oba kale omutume yenna.
Or any apostle.
Nagamba kati nina nange byenkunenya wadde olinga alimu akasana akalabaala bakatinitini
small light
era ng'osobola osonga kunabbigwe oli mulogo
prophet you are a witch
You too, he sees you are not perfect. Now the word revival.
Made by
people who went back to the rightful first love of God. Love of God. The hands of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Revelation
2:5.
Wenenye okolenge ebikole ebyoluberebelye botali kola bwotyo njija joli era ndija wetabaza mu bifo byayo.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Nagamba nti kakati omanyi jukira gye wagwa.
Remember where you fall.
Omanyi revive etegeeza.
No, remember revival means
osobola jikola.
You cannot do it.
Ngatona kujukira mirimu ejaso kokole.
When you've not remembered the first works which you
had
done. How were things done?
Abatume bannabbi baabikola
batya. Prophets, how they do it.
Bannabbi baakola batya.
A prophet did how?
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Though
you point in others, he will tell you, you too, you fell.
And so
you know what? Repent yourself.
Go back to
the former acts of the apostles and prophets. Old Testament and New Testament speaks
how.
What it tells you, you do the same. Or you too, do things differently. What comes, it tells you to remember the height you fell. Imagine you point in your colleagues.
And
you
say,
fire! And you say, fire! You fire in those colleagues of yours.
But
you know when we check you, I tell you,
you
are not among those who understand. Those who do the works of God as they were, and how they are meant to be.
The
word revival takes you back, look at things how you are
fasting. Like
nation called to revive in the
entire
world. We are meant to first have a definition of the word revival. Based in the scriptures of truth. Right now we read the definition right in the scriptures. They say that person who has some sense to see. They have not gone back to the first
time
in the former acts. That still they don't even go to the shrine. Even
abuse
those of the shrines yet, they have not gone back to the first
time.
Look at the next verse, how it says. Revelation 2:6.
Naye kino kyolina. Kubango chawe bikolwa ebyaba Nikolaiti nange byenchawa
nange nange bichawa bisa byaba
bogo two I hate acts of the wizards
omanyiba Nikolaiti asabo bali baro
the Nicolaitans were wizards.
Gabaruko
they were sorcerers
ne mirambo bajifumba kumacha
and they cooked dead bodies in the morning
mirambo chawa bafu
the dead bodies.
Dead bodies.
Dead bodies. They cooked them and sat to eat.
Answer.
And they didn't get ashamed.
Me
too, I hate those acts as your God. But you
should have gone
back to the first former acts. When you point in your colleagues, be careful. Maybe most of the fingers are pointing in you as you point in others. Even though they seem short. When you point in the others with one finger.
The others
warn you that you too we shall arise, tell you that you yourself. Be careful that they point in you for goodness. There is another which points you like this, that you may be pointed, but you too don't understand you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So
as we first align ourselves as church, we begin from full knowledge. Let's get back the first
love.
The acts of the apostles and the prophets. There we shall be able to revive in Uganda.
Ate Uganda
and Uganda handles the entire world. But if we
two
are hanging there, pointing others yet you hold sins.
Yes, we have a zibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So to enter,
now let's align ourselves.
Definition is to be zinyo nyo.
Expect we've got definitions already. But we want to get the examples now. Those which had not stood right. But God corrected them. You know, well, anytime God is going to be doing something, he first warns. When he brought revival of the New Testament, mistakes within the Old Testament, he came proclaiming. When we look in Jeremiah 31:31-33, he first warned and said, I'm to bring revival. To bring a new covenant. People who spoke the New Testament, they didn't understand it as revival. They thought, what is the New Testament?
Jeremiah 31:31. Ne nyumba ya Yuda. Asatu mubili. Singe ndagano boyali. Jinalagana nebajaja babwe kulunaku. Lunabaku atakumukono. Okubaja munsi ya Misiri. Endagano ya ngeno. Nebajimenya. Ne wankubade. Nganalimba wasiza.
Praise Jesus.
Agamba.
He says, the days are coming.
When
I'll make a revival or the new covenant with the children of Israel, with the house of Judah. Not like that I did with their forefathers. Though I had made with them that covenant, but they did hold on it.
Now
in the covenant there are things you agree upon to be done, and you refuse to fulfill them.
He
God has mercy, say, let's bring and make a new covenant. That new covenant means, it doesn't break out all which has been in the old covenant, but to put and add in more clauses which quicken you to fulfill.
I
expect you've ever made a physical covenant, but you hadn't fulfilling it.
It says,
let's make amendments for it. We faulted it much.
Yes,
we
have a
praise Jesus so much.
What do you mean to be quoting
moved on to be quoted in new covenant which is made.
But
to be
younger question.
Let's read ahead and we hear.
Jeremiah Esulayasa tomorrow, or in your satumebi.
Jeremiah 31:32.
Indagano yangeyo, nebajimenya, ne wakuba denga nalimba wasiza, boyogela mukama. Orinyorasa tumesatu. Na ye, eno yendagano jendidagana ne nyumba ya Israeli. Oluvanyuma lwenna kwezo, bwayogera mukama. Nditeka amateeka gange mu bitundu byabwe eby'omunda. Era mutima gwabwe, mwendi wandikira.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Manya ndagane nkadde.
You know the Old Testament.
The
weakness we got in the Old Testament.
Well,
those God wanted us to do,
he
brought them on the tablets of stone. The laws. Even in the books. Like the books of the prophets, how they are.
But he said,
in the revival I'm to make, I'm to change the things down here. Write laws in your inner man and in your mind and in your hearts.
And
those who understood well the New Testament,
we
can't accept you when you come to minister with many papers, you've written down your notes.
For
we expect you are in the New Testament. We expect most is written in your mind.
On
the inner man.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
You
can make a small paper. You don't bring a paper of notes you've written down. Every time you're on tension, That he promised it the Lord Jesus. We know he fulfilled that covenant and he did it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
in all what we want to look on,
we want to
see some of those which we have revived. And we had faulted them. Like he told us in Hebrews. Hebrews
8, 7.
Let's get back and read.
Ebrania esula ya 8 olinyolo musanvu.
Hebrews 8:7.
Kubanga endagaano eri ey'olubereberye singa teyaliko kya kunenyezebwa. Tewandinoonyezebwa bbanga ery'eyokubiri. Olinyolo 8. Kubanga bwanenya ayogera nti
I
request you to take back those words in the Luganda language. Verse 8 has words which are missing in the Luganda Bible. He joined them and they say when he rebukes. That for when he found faults with the people, he rebuked us over what? When the English language speaks this.
Hebrews chapter 8 verse
8.
For finding fault with them,
when God found fault with the people,
he says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
He
said when he found us with faults, just as we did them in the Old Testament. And he said, the days are coming when
I'll
make a new covenant with them. We heard of that covenant. It wasn't like the Old Testament. And in it are things which were changed.
Like
those which are written on the tablets of stone.
And
this time they are written in our inner man, in our mind, and on our hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
want to find mistakes they found them doing. How were they?
And
how were they revived? How were they restored back to how they are meant to be done? How were they restored to the first love?
Yes,
praise Jesus. For most of us think, perhaps Jesus had come to abolish the Old Testament. He did come to do that. To correct mistakes and fulfill what we failed on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, to all who think to do revival, that's what you first look at. And you get people who rebuke.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
People
rebuking, pointing, corrected this way, that is the revival. That song is sung wrongly. You can't say this thing like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, katunulireko Matayo esula ya 5.
Matthew 5, verse 17.
Temulowooza nga nti najja okudibya amateeka oba ebya bannabbi. Sajja kudibya wabula okutuukiriza.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
Jesus explained and told us
ekintu kye yali azze okukola mu ndagaano empya.
New Testament.
To revive
the Old Testament.
He
didn't come to abolish the laws. Neither the prophecies. But he came that they get fulfilled as they are. Taking us back the first love. Which God the Father loved from the beginning. The
word
is this, brethren. We are going to get new two examples in the Old Testament. And we try to revive them.
as they were meant to be initially. And how did the Lord revive them? And we get two others. And we get examples not fulfilled. Why in Uganda there is meant to be a revival?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Somehow.
We would have said the New Testament was enough for us.
But
almost we faulted on revival made for us. And we faulted both covenants. The old and the new covenant. We've not been able to do as they were.
Yes,
praise Jesus. One of the things Jesus corrected. In Matthew 19, they have a word they asked him like this.
Matayo esula ya kumi na muenda okutandikira ku lunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Matthew 19 from verse 3.
Abafalisayo ne bajja gyali ne bamukema nga bagamba nti omuntu ayinza okugoba mukazi we okumulanga buli kigambo.
Owulidde?
Have you heard?
Abafalisayo bajja bamugamba.
The Pharisees came told him.
Yes.
Jesus.
Omuntu.
A person.
Ayinza okugoba mukazi we olwa buli kigambo.
They chased their wife over any word. The answer told them this.
Matthew 19 verses 4.
What was Jesus considering and looking at? Took them in the beginning how things were. In the first love of God. Told them, have you read in the beginning? The Genesis 2. Verse 23 and 24. Let's read that
again.
What he was reminding them.
Genesis 2:23. Omusajja kyanaavanga aleka kitaawe ne nnyina ne bakkaanya nabo banaabanga omubiri gumu.
That they will be one flesh.
Kati Katonda kye yagatta kifuuse omubiri gumu.
God is joined, it's become one flesh. Now Jesus tells them, you know, you have to remember, the love of God in the beginning was how? God created one man, one woman, and he joined them. What God joined never separated.
He
takes them in the first love. Let me tell you, can't do revival. Except both covenants you know of them.
The
Old Testament and the New Testament, you both read them well.
Now,
they ask, where did Jesus read the New Testament? You know, the Old was there. He found it there. Now, when did he read the New Testament? He told him the words of his father gave him. The New Testament was in the Bible from the beginning. God had foreseen that we are to do faults. The New Testament is due to human beings. But unto God it was there from the beginning. When
he
speaks with us, Isaiah 48,
he
says, the words I spoke from the beginning, but I've created to you them today. Heaven, it had the Old and New Testament from the beginning.
Right from creation
of heaven and earth, both covenants were in the book of heaven.
And
Jesus came to say, Matthew, come. Peter, you come. And he read them in the book in heaven. Why
is it
whereby pointed would just follow him like that?
He had
read who and who is to begin the New Testament. Matthew. When he reached here, he just called. Whoever he called, he never complained.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let me
told you before.
God
reminded them, told them, you can't write any word just to chest like that. Remember the love of God, how it was from the beginning. Go back, read how things were. You know, church, let me tell you. Accept the telling do which is not written in the scripture.
First, ask,
where were they written and how they are? You're going to get people of revival.
Come with revival,
the holy water.
Holy water
you spray on your job, you get blessing.
The prophet
pray and it never worked and we got off it. Now they take us back to spray it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And they told him, why did Moses command us this? Moses told us to chase our women. You are taking us back to the beginning, Genesis. Moses came when Genesis was already there.
Yet
we answered them saying this. Let's read and we hear. Matthew 19:5.
Omuntu kyanaavanga leka kitaawe ne nnyina, yetabe ne mukazi we, nabo bombi banaabanga omubiri gumu. Olunyo lw'omukaaga, obutaba nate babiri, naye omubiri gumu, kale Katonda kye yagatta awamu, omuntu takyawulangamu. Olunyo lw'omusanvu, ne bamugamba nti kale, Musa ekyamulagiza ki okumuwa ebbaluwa.
Moses told us this in the midst there. As we are living in Egypt,
he told us,
write a letter to chase. They too had scriptures to back themselves. He told, let's read in Deuteronomy
here.
Well, they told him they've read it.
Ekyamateeka esula ya 24 olunya olusooka.
Deuteronomy 24 from verse 1.
Omusajja bw'atwalanga omukazi n'amuwasa, kale olunaatuukanga bw'ataaganjenga n'akatono mu maaso ge, kubanga alabye ku ye ekitali kirungi, anaamuwandiikiranga ebbaluwa ey'okumugoba, n'agiwa mu ngalo ze n'amugoba mu nnyumba ye.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. They were on the way moving. Remember, there is the will of God in the beginning.
He's
created one man and woman. Join them, become one body.
They are
on the way they are due with Moses.
Those
of Egypt chased their women. If they marry them and they find them over any reason, if they find Moses, they don't have the goats they speak of, or they didn't look well at them,
so
the one with the small forehead, this one is tall.
They had
a breast for 7 years. Now they have a sandal in the chest. And
because
the breast has this change its form. Now you see the problem which was. These are mistakes we did on the way. When he found faults with them,
the
revival, a new covenant to be made.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Look at the things of the beginning, Moses,
because of the immorality in their heart. They didn't know why Moses commanded them that. Let's go back to Matthew here, why Moses commanded them. Matthew 19:7.
Naye ne bamugamba nti kale Musa ekyamulagiza ki okumuwa ebbaluwa eyokwawukana alyoka amugobe
nga bwe tusomye mu kyamateeka 24 agambye nti musa yabagamba bawandiike bagobe
olwabuli nsonaye
n'abanyonyola n'agamba
Matayo sura ya 19 olw'omunaana
n'abagamba
nti olw'obukakanyavu bw'emitima gyammwe musa kyeyava akkiriza mugobenga bakazi bammwe naye okuva ku lubereberye tekyali bwe kityo
owulidde engeri gy'abaleeteramwe
n'abagamba
olw'obukakanyavu bw'emitima gyammwe musa kyeyava abagamba
bwati
teyabagamba mukubanga katonda
yalagidde
oba nti ne kuba musa yali
ajawabula
bamukaka
musa
n'agenda eri katonda amubuuza abantu bano nga bandi bubi
mubalina
abakazi babawasa bamatu amabeere nga gali bulungi kati gakaddiwagoa kati babakozi batya baalina kaliya nga
nenewekati Now they are all flats. They are like the flats.
God say these people
give them laws by which they will not live. And they are wrong.
He took
give them to them.
God came
one after a long time had passed. After Israel left Egypt,
their
past time when they reached Canaan,
came in the era of prophet Ezekiel. I gave you laws
which are not good. They never understood them which are the ones.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus.
But here, come out for yes.
Now, our Lord,
Jesus,
what was in the Old Testament?
Everything
in the New Testament will be spoken of.
That's why he told us
all along in the book of John.
I don't speak
what I
want,
but of him who sent me.
Yatuma kitafu yali yamusongerako kino ne kino okirivaivinga okizeemu kwagala kuli
okwasaubula
bagambye musa yabawa amateeka
okukaiwa
bukanyavu bwa mitima gyamu naye okuva eri ku lubiriberi eri gye kyasookere si bwe kyali ekyo kyetuyita nti balivaivinga batuzaayo kwagala okwasooka mu mirimu egyasooka
Now, hardening of hearts. Hardening of hearts began along the way. And they argue with God. Moses giving them laws not good.
In
commands by which they will not live.
And
when you look at Ezekiel 20,
verse 24
and
25,
he told them, I gave you laws which are not good.
If
I was there, those things that he advised me. What I would have sat on
fast.
What laws were wrong which you gave us, Lord? They have put all things in the laws.
I don't do anything
on the laws. That I first separated them.
Those
not good and most good.
I don't want to.
I'm not ready to hold the laws.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
What I do, I just look.
I may hold laws not good then.
What you
do if it was you and they told you this word?
So read
Ezekiel and we hear.
Ezekiel 20,
verse 24.
Kubanga bali tebatukiriza misango gyange. Naye nga bagaanye amateeka gange.
Omanyi bagaana amateeka.
They rejected the laws of God.
Katonda okuva ku lubereberye atulagidde ebiragiro.
God from the beginning commanded us.
Omusajja kyanaavanga aleka kitaawe
ne nnyina. Man shall leave the father and the mother.
Bagende bafuuke omuntu
omu. And they go become one person.
Bwe tutuuka mu kkubo nga tumugamba.
When we reach the way we tell
you. Abamisiri nga bagoba abaabwe.
Egyptians chased their women.
Nga bakaddiye. Buli nsonga yonna gye babaana bako bagiwandiikako.
And the reason they write about it.
Nali manyi munene kumba ayambadde engoye nyingi.
She was fat yet she was putting on many dresses.
Mugobye nagenze omusinga nagalinga omuti
gwesimu. I found her when she's flat like a pole.
And they
thought God understood like them. You know, they do all and God keeps silent. God can give you long rows if you joke with him. He gave you right laws for his counsels and purpose.
And you
the way you began to make noise.
Mono understand
well.
He
gives you what you understand, which will cause you to destroy yourself. God wants you to understand him in his wisdom as God. Not in your way which you want. Let's read and we hear.
Ezekiel 20, verse
24.
Naye nga baganyi amateeka gange, era nga boononye sabbiiti zange. N'amaaso gaabwe gaali nga gagoberera ebifaananyi bya bajjajjaabwe.
Baali batunuulira nnyo ebintu ebyali e Misiri eri emabega.
Much at the things in Egypt backwards there.
Ebyalinga bikolebwayo.
Those which we had done there.
Ezekiel essula ya 20, olunyo lwa 25.
Ezekiel 20:25.
Era nate ne mbawa amateeka agataali malungi. N'emisango gye batagenda kubeerera mu balamu.
Kakati awo bannange.
Now there,
if it is you
and you are in the Old Testament by then, and they
said
Ezekiel stands to speak such
words,
because they had rejected my laws, as I told them from the beginning. Me too, I gave them laws which are not good, and decrees by which they will not live. There, you begin to wonder, I pose myself at that point. And I ask which are the right and which are the wrong.
God
himself has been giving them to you. What I'm telling you, don't argue with God. God has put two things before you. The blessing and life, the curse and death. What you choose is what he gives you. Have you seen that? If you don't want the laws of life, he gives you the laws of death. Argue with you over what?
You
argue with the Creator. That is the case.
When
you do it, let it give you what you want and you go.
Listen
to
Isaiah
29,
15, 16.
Born to the one who argues with his Creator.
For
you turn things upside down. As them, you turn them upside down.
He
gives you what is turned upside down to kill you.
He gave
them laws not good. Right and chase.
For
that is what you want. But he gave the wrong laws. Now if Jesus did come,
revival
of the New Testament, we
too
would be still be writing and chasing.
Moses
wrote for
us.
They said Moses wrote Genesis. Moses
is
a God. In the beginning you told me this. That
people
created one man and one woman. You joined them. They become one person. People are on this
land.
Egyptians do this and that.
We
tell us what we chase.
You
went to God. What should I tell the people? Don't tell them write a letter to chase. That's the wrong law, they will die.
Nobody can get those.
Give us meat. He said, I will give you.
You're
going to die with joy of meat in your tooth. This is foolishness, honestly.
You
shouldn't be foolish to that extent.
At least
you get wise to God through his words. Don't give me such meat, for you killed people last time.
Yeah. Odawaki n'osoma yena, mukama nedda.
Wadde
sikusinga magezi naye guwayogera
abo. I'm not wiser, but do be expert.
Kanefuro mugezi mu kigambo kyonetas.
Appear wise in the word I say myself.
Yesu he was
raised Jesus.
So baiga mukenda kulya nyama.
You're going to be eating this.
Nyama ne tonya ne lijja ne bakuli.
They came with their
power. Nyama se piti ya manene.
Big sauce pan.
They
collected meat, they sat down to eat.
They
are eating.
It
before it became a problem.
They
began to get satisfied. One by one.
And
they died laughing.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Let me tell you, brethren,
the
word revival is a broad word.
We may
not even explain it like today. But at least there are things of example to be seen. It means to go back to the first love.
The
first works which God commanded us to do. Just as he commanded us, we've not faltered in them. You know, they are the people reading Matthew.
Give
them a major reason they can chase a woman. But what is the question? Women were not given right to chase men. Those who want that message, go get the topic of marriage. The holy family and the holy marriage. Right there, you'll find all of them there. But they said, except of adultery, that's how you can leave the man or a woman. But adultery, we look at two types of
things.
There is an adultery of straying from the Lord,
to
worship what is not God,
and
to do acts which are not of God.
That
is adultery there.
And
there is also a physical adultery. If you can forgive an adulteress once,
yes,
praise Jesus. Let's get another example.
Those
Jesus went taking us back.
We
do as they were initially. We can read one by one, and there are many. When God will buy us time, we shall read as revival alone. Let me tell you, the word revival is a broad word. In it are many things. But let's handle eating. Our Lord spoke them and revived them how?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. You know, the Israelites got a problem along the way.
And
God gave them many laws which are not God. Now we've handled eatings for them till they faltered in them. Our Lord Jesus, as he reached the world, he told them, what enters someone never makes them unclean. And they said, now, they told us this is detestable and the other. What caused that? Let's see what caused that. Let's look in the Matthew 15. We want to speak of the eating, which was spoken of being unclean and detestable. Our Lord Jesus revived them, speaking how? Took us back to the rightful things, which first happened, which were in the will of God, and there was no counsel of a human being. Matthew 15, verses 10.
Naite chibina, nabagambanti, muulire, mutegere, kuminarumu, echiingira mukamwa. Si chechono no muntu. Na ye chivamu kamwa. Echo. Chechono no muntu.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
Ya wegamba. Echindu chorio ulino chiteka yu kama noria.
The thing you put in the mouth and you eat.
Ngamere.
And it's food. It's not going to cause any uncleanness in someone. That a person will become unclean. Or that they are not holy. Because people began to argue with God for a long time. When he moves on explaining, he speaks peace. Matthew 15 verses 12.
I told them,
things you spoke the other Pharisees, those who claimed to hold on the laws, they got angered. You say it.
Because
someone eats the pork, it doesn't make them unclean. Them to read in Leviticus 11. Let's read and see what they read from there. Leviticus 11, verse 7.
Nembizi, kubanga ya ulamu echinulo. Erina echigere echa semu. Na ete za wengurumu.
He
told them it's detestable to you, unto you, not unto God. There are things God spoke and they were very wise. They argued with him along the way. He told him, no.
You
can't eat things like that. They are not clean.
Let's
get back from verse 1 and we see. After they argued with him, he told them this.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus.
Leviticus
11, verses 1.
Mukama nayogera ne Musa na Aroni, ng'agamba nti, mugamba abaana ba Isirayiri nti, bino by'ebiramu bye munaalyanga ku nsolo zonna eziri ku nsi. Olunya olwokusatu, buli ekyawulamu ekinuulo, era ekirina ekigere ekyaseemu. Era ekizza obwenkulumu mu nsolo ekyo kye munaalyanga.
You will be eating that.
Olwokuna, naye bino bye mutalyanga ku ebyo ebizza obwenkulumu oba ku ebyo ebyawulamu ekinuulo eŋŋamira kubanga ezza obwenkulumu naye teyawulamu kinuulo eyo si nnongoofu.
He
told them it is unclean to you, unto you. Not unto God.
Not
clean unto you. Those are the laws he gave them which are not good. That's why they've argued with him in Matthew 15, verses 10 to down. The disciples kept told Jesus, the things you've spoken,
what
enters the human mouth of eating, going to go to toilet, and you take
the chair.
No one has cleaned Pharisees have gotten angered.
They read
and these and the other are not clean. Now you have said we just eat them. The Pharisees got angered.
God
tells the Israelites these words in the way. They argued with him on what they saw in Egypt.
The
devils of Egypt who called themselves the gods of
Egypt.
They used to segregate animals which God created. In those days, God told the children of Israel,
spoke
before Pharaoh and he said this, according to Exodus 8, verse 21.
Naye bw'otobaleka laba ndikuleetera ebikuukulu by'ensowera gwe n'abaddu bo n'abantu bo mu nnyumba zo n'ennyumba ez'abamisiri zirijjula ebikuukulu by'ensowera era n'ebbanga okuva essula ya 8 olunya olw'abirimu omukaaga.
Exodus 8 verse 26.
Musa n'ayogera nti, si kirungi okukola bwe kityo, kubanga tuliwa eby'omuzizo eby'Abamisiri, Mukama Katonda waffe. Laba, bwe tulimuwa eky'omuzizo eky'Abamisiri mu maaso gaabwe,
owulidde ekyaliwo Musa abajja abaana ba Isirayiri okuva
emisiri
n'agenda eri
Farawo
n'amugamba nti tuleke tugende tuweeyo saddaaka eri Katonda waffe ennaku
ssatu
Farawo n'amugamba muweeyo wano mu nsi
muno
mbakkiriza mudde wali mwokere Katonda
wange mwagala
Musa n'amugamba tugenda kuwaayo ebyemizizo
eri
Abamisiri naye ng'eri Katonda
waffe
abikkiriza
we tugenda omuwa embizzi wano Abamisiri
balyoke batukuba
amayinja
That's
why the saying comes, they are unclean to
you.
But to God,
you
roast the pork for him.
Because now we
know he gave up his son.
That
was
the revival.
Not easy to look unto it now.
If we
have revived, we no more offer them.
We
are given sacrifices which never purified us.
Jesus
came to fulfill and offered himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Listen
where the problem came from.
You
know you find an advent.
Is
detestable.
And they
are Jew with their creator.
They
don't know even where it came from to be spoken of that.
Before
Leviticus.
Mm-hmm. They
are laws and they are not good.
And they are for
arguing with the Creator.
And give
them laws not good and decrease where they will not live.
Now
the problem came from there.
They are
in Egypt.
Exodus
8 tells
us 26-27.
They tell him Pharaoh,
sacrifice
within Egypt.
Testable
to the Egyptians, we are to offer it to our God.
They
will stone us.
They will
find us roasting the duck.
And we
put their pork. Whatever you call detestable in Egypt,
we are just
like eating.
We are eating.
This one never killed a card.
Allah created
their pigs. He doesn't want them yet, he's their creator. Let them get a meeting with Allah and accuse him of this problem.
If you
see pigs grow in their mother's womb, why don't you kill them?
When the
floods came,
you entered them in the
ark of Noah.
On those
saved on the floods of Noah, the pigs were saved.
Entered
the black, the white, they were pair.
They too passed the sea.
They were
going to be
destroyed in the floods. They are moving on the ark.
Yes, we must win.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
when you look to Genesis,
Genesis chapter
1:31.
All
things God created, he saw they were good.
Genesis chapter 1:13. na buli ekyewalula ku nsi ekirimu omukka omulamu ngiwadde omuddo gwonna omubisi okubeera ng'emmere bwe kityo bwe kyali olwasatu mu olumu Katonda n'alaba buli kyakoze era alaba kirungi nnyo
Katonda n'alaba buli kyakoze
era
alaba
kirungi
nnyo
very good
okomplaining otya ku bintu bya Katonda biya confirming okubeera
are you complaining the things of God could confirm to be good
obulala bagamba temisewe kisoka
nyo
tibitu kuzibwa na kigambo
sanctified by the word
si kino kyoyogera bote
not this you speak
kigambo yayogera ku lubereberye byonna birungi
spoke in the beginning they are all good
naye eriyo mu bito eri kirungi
but to the evil nothing is good
Yesu yebazi
raised Jesus.
Kati yekigambo ke nnini kabitonda.
What himself
yayabarumbi najja kunsi.
Clothed the flesh came on the world.
Naga bati wali kiingira muruto rwabo kimanona.
It is a human stomach.
Astachi banga kifurumire.
It is the man clean as long as.
Yagambe kifurumira wano.
Didn't say it was comes from.
Omaji yakala kunywa wala joroje. Bagamba kifurumire.
Alcohol and you see it to come out. They say what gets the toilet at the back.
Wala dia furumira wano.
Does alcohol gets out from where? Let's leave that to you.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Katonda nalabanga byakoze byonna biki.
God saw all his very good.
Kyetuvudde tubagamba nti Mukama waffe
Yesu
Jesus okujja mu revival atuusa mu kwagala okwakola ki okwasooka. Ebikolwa ebyasooka Katonda byasooka okutondawo tukole.
Which God created us to do.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
But if
we as workers of revival,
Uganda,
the nation of Uganda,
and
our friends,
those
who love God all over the world,
what
is called revival is go back to the first love of God.
And
we look at an example of the New Testament, which lightened us in the things which had gotten faulted,
and
showed us how they can be corrected.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus.
Katonda ebintu bina labanga byatonze biki.
God saw all things
created
and they are good.
Ati mutuka ye Misiri.
Now you reach Egypt.
Muri ku bizimu jayo.
You are on the demons of Egypt.
Giri mukwema kulira ku bitonde bya Katonda.
They are claiming the creations of God.
Mbujino ndachiza kwenko.
This never change. Don't give it to us.
Uba temuchangana.
You don't want it.
Satan yamanyira.
Satan familiarizes.
Omanyi wabo bintu ebisayibwa musabo.
The things found in the shrines.
And
demons ask for things. They don't ask for the pig.
If you
want to mess up Lucifer and these demons,
when
they send you for a sheep in a shrine, come with a pig. You come when it is making its noise. Where are we going? You know, the prophet is filled with much anointing. The anointing threatens them.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Someone
they fear a pig, you know, spirit, they have demons on their heads.
Era webadini osingana ya mzimu yajiteekawo
bamalaika abagwa. It is fallen angels who put it in place.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Bwatuka mulubereberye nga matabagawe.
When he reaches in the Genesis after the floods.
Na bagamba kati buli ekirimu obulamu kirye.
Told them of everything which holds life, eat it.
Na alagira buli oba nsolo naba imagine what is that is wonyewo.
Even the pigs had gotten saved then.
Bali abantu baga kali musiyomba. Lwacho ogera nnyo ku kantu.
You know people say why you pastor speak much of that pig.
Ikacha sinzo fune mparana omanyiba nabire tusibwa mukiwa musiye.
What has got more hatred? You know prophets are not honored in their native places.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Kale kandi kira uka ngamira katugire ku ngamira.
Let's speak okay of a camel.
Obatu ogere ku musenene.
Or we speak of the grasshoppers.
Yes, you must
be praise Jesus.
Na yeye yatuka mdubelebele mwendo nyoro okuna.
Genesis 9 verse.
Yafuru yakira gira bwe
kiti release the command this.
Ori nyoro okuna.
Lubelebele Yesules
eyo mwenda.
Lubelebele Yesula ya mwenda olunyiriri olokuna.
Genesis 9 verse 4.
Na ye enyama awamu no bulambwayo gwe musayi gwayo temujiryanga. n'ekitiibwa kyammwe n'entiisa yammwe binaabanga ku buli nsolo ey'ensi ne ku buli nnyonyi eya waggulu era ne byonna ebijjuza olukalu n'ebyennyanja byonna buweereddwayo mukono gwabwe. Olunyolokusatu, buli kiramu ekitambula kinaabanga kyakulya gye muli.
Buli kiramu ekikola ki?
Every living thing.
Ebagamba oli omuntu baali balagira fanaano.
Human being, they were commanded as human beings.
Ffe tulya ebirala ebitambula.
We to eat everything moving with life.
Otegedde bulungi.
Have you understood well?
Mulubiribiri bwe bitu ebyali kwe kwagala kwa Katonda.
Getting things we are like that is the will of God.
Atwagambye nti bw'otuuka mu kitabo eky'okuva.
So when you reach the book of Exodus.
Manyi ekiddirira lubiribiri.
What is next to Genesis?
Kati bw'otunuulira essuula eno ey'omunaana.
When you look to Exodus.
Nibabirimu omukaaga n'ababirimu omusanvu.
Verse 26. 6 and 7.
Abana bese bali e Misri je batandika okopamba bino bya
mizo ne bino. In Egypt they coped, this is detestable and the other.
Kati kyobula abo atuka mbale 10 ne muje
kwaso. That's why when the bridges Leviticus 11 where we read.
Abamaze okumukayanya.
After they've argued with him.
Na abagamba kati bino bya mizo je
muje. Told them this is detestable to you.
Katudeyo ko mbale 10 ne.
Let's get back Leviticus 11.
Nyoro kulokutana.
Verse 5.
Balevi esula ya 10 ne mu olunyolokutaano.
Leviticus 11 verse 5.
N'omusu kubanga guzza obwenkulumu naye tegwawulamu kinuulo ogwo si mulongoofu gye muli.
N'abagamba si birongoofu gye muli.
And it is unclean to you.
Nze bintu byange byonna nabitonda mu lubiribiri nga birungi.
Things that created them in the beginning, they are all good.
Era ne mbalagira buli ekirimu obulamu ekitambula mulye. Mwe muli awo mwe mweddira musosu.
You claiming your totem is this rabbit.
And
this was the totem sheep. The other is goat. Why don't you have a totem which is a pig? You see the Satan of the clans. That he wants to even enter church.
Worship
the living God who created all things.
Era bw'olya bw'otinoolya
ekisolo
nga bajjajja
abakugobaemizimu
abamalayika
abaagwaamalayika
basitaanibo baliwo okuwaganya katonda yatonda ebintu bye nga birungi
bo
ne batandika okuteeka mu bantu empisa ez'okuwakana ne
katonda
kati kye tuyita
revival
kyalimu okutuzzamu kwagala
okwasooka
okwagala kwa Katonda songa eggwanga eryayitibwa okukola
revival
nga mukama bwe yayisa obunabbi
obwo
John
Kanya
okuva e
Nigeria
nga nti revival eriva mu ggwanga lya
Uganda
kuba tulina okuba nga tusoose kutegeera ekigambo
revival
kitegeeza endagaano empya erimu okutuzaamu kwagala
okwasa
okutereeza ebyali byasoba mu ndagaano
eka
wabula kati ng'eggwanga lya Uganda tukutte emirimu gya mirundi okutereeza ebyo mukama waffe yesu yali yatereeza ne
batabitegeera
ate ne byatereeza ne batabikola nga bwe yabigamba ate nabyo tulina okubitereeza yeri endagaano empya omanyi okuba nti olina otunuulira ensobi ze
baakolamukama
waffe yesu n'azirongoosanayita mu ndagaano
empyaera
nebagaano
zitegeera
n'obanga olina obatereeza n'obajjukiza ebyaterezebwa mu ndagaano
enkadde
ate ne babisobya ne mu ndagaano
empya
ogwo gwe mulimu gwe great calling eyo eri
kubulamuwa
kubanga tusobola okumulisiza ebituufu ebyakolebwa
bannabbi mu
ndagaano
enkadde
n'abatume mu ndagaano
empya
si kuva eri kwogera bwogezi bwe tugenda mu revival tukola
revival
yesu yebazibwe
so
abooluganda
mwebyo
bye tuwulidde
ku
bikwatagana ne mukama waffe yesu bye
yalongoosa
tuwulidde ku gw'ebisolo ne bwe byali okuva mu lubereberye katonda yabirabanga ebintu bye birungi
nga
mu lubereberye essuula esooka
ti
katonda n'alabanga byakoze byonna
birungi
n'atuuka mu lubereberye mwenda
n'olusooka
paka olwokuna n'agaba buli kisolo na buli kitonde kyonna ekyo
every living thing with life, let it be food to someone. All along, he had not a detestable thing. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Nothing was unclean and detestable to them. But the Israelites, when they reached Egypt, Exodus 8:26-27, you see the servant Moses, and he explains Pharaoh told him,
offer
what is detestable to Egyptians to our God, and they will stone and kill us. Detestable things began from Egypt, the devils of those ends. And they are the devils of the clans, nations, and languages. Those who move tell you, make this your totem and the other. And you see, we have our totem. It is this.
And
we
contend
with the Creator who gave them to eat them.
But
in Leviticus 11, verse 5,
and
he said they are detestable to you. God would have said they are detestable to God. There is a verse in Deuteronomy 22, verse
5.
God spoke to what is detestable to him is perfect. And he said they are detestable to the Lord your God. It's God doesn't want that now.
Deuteronomy
22:5.
Omukazi tayambalanga kya musajja, so n'omusajja tayambalanga kyambalo kya mukazi, kubanga buli akola ebyo wa muzizo eri Mukama Katonda wo.
Ndowooza owulira olulimi bwe lutambula. Balevi 11 yayogedde kya muzizo gye muli. Olunagamba kya muzizo eri Mukama Katonda
wo.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Others say it means we shouldn't clothe.
International language.
God speaks his peace and international language. Language for the entire world.
When
you read it in Uganda, a woman not to clothe what is of a man. And a man not clothe of a woman. And you say, okay. The trouser. Therefore, the men.
There
is a nation in.
They put on the skirt.
They put on their clothing like a skirt. They have what party for the also women. God knows every nation what's of the women there and what's of the men there. You separate the man and the woman. It's what he looks unto. You'll find the one put on the trouser big enough is a woman.
And
you
say
you are detestable to God.
They
make it, they make it for the men. Because what I want to tell you,
the parties they
make these
days,
which women you put on,
all
your parts are displayed out. You put a seat in a taxi like this, and we are seeing the road to the south.
Now,
consider other scriptures written us how to
act.
Because when he speaks to us,
Peter,
and the Timothy, women to clothing is worthy for them.
As
those who claim to fear God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
we spoke
in
the trousers of women, which are tall. Don't go bring those panties here. Those panties which are not right. We may make the younger stumble.
And
it's required to be put stone in the lake, to throw in the lake of fire.
Right,
to see you clothe, you don't make anyone stumble. For that part of yours they see. Your panty cuts off here, you don't see yourself.
And
we even see it cut here.
We know that we
will. You think we are well?
People don't want to be told the truth. Let me tell you the truth. We are not well. But
now
you are not well. So, about Uganda,
now, brethren,
A man to put on what's of a woman, they become the testable to explain your brief.
Panties we clothe inside us as men.
And they're like women.
And they are different. Pastor Dawood will not get angered. And the wife.
Pastor James, come,
is the party of the wife. You see that this is not right.
When the wife disclosed of her husband, you wonder. When they find them, you take off that thing.
Now we brought an example. Those of the women differ for the man. Clothes of the women that are detestable to God.
Brought the other voice that you understand.
When he spoke of eating, he said they are detestable to you.
Yeah,
is the language they are detestable to the Lord your God. Wanted to bring a language you understand. It did make creation detestable. But it's us who made them detestable. The Lord spoke when he made revival. In Matthew 15, what enters a human stomach, it doesn't make anyone unclean. For he eats it and gets out. That's how God prepared the human stomach.
But
the Holy Spirit emphasized those issues when he was in the Romans 14 and verse 14.
Proved
that I'm convinced in the Lord Jesus. Let's read and hear. Romans 14 and
14. Manyi era ntegeredde ddala mu Mukama waffe Yesu nga tewali kintu kya muzizo mu buwa
Romans 14:14. That was what was in Egypt.
They were detestable to them. So those that no,
revival we understand it well.
Matayo esulaya 15. olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'essatu.
Matthew 15 verse 13.
Naye n'addamu n'agamba nti, buli kisimbe kitange ow'omugulu ky'ataasimba.
Kisokoddeyo ku waggulu wali.
Matayo sura ya 15 olunyiriri olw'ekumi.
Matthew 15 verses 10.
N'ayita ekibiina n'abagamba nti, muwulire mutegeere. Olw'ekumi n'olumu, ekiyingira mu kamwa si kye kyonoona omuntu, naye ekiva mu kamwa ekyo kye kyonoona omuntu. Olw'ekumi n'ebbiri, awo abayigirizwa ne bajja ne bamugamba nti, omanyi abafalisaayo nga baanyiiga bwe baawulira ekigambo ekyo.
Hey, Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omanyi abamu bwe tuyigiriza bwe tuti mwenyiiga.
You know, when some we teach like this, we got anger.
Banga temutunuulidde ebyasooka okulagirwa.
Not looked at those which you have formerly commanded.
Okwagala kwa Katonda.
The will of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abafalisaayo baanyiiga.
The Pharisees got angered.
Banga bo baali batunuulidde baleevi kumi
n'emu yokka. They looked at only Leviticus 11.
Naye nga beerabidde ebintu Katonda bwe yali yabikola okuva ku lubereberye.
How God did things from the beginning.
Katonda ye Katonda omugezi.
God is the only wise God.
Ye Katonda abeera ku standard y'ekik ekya waggulu.
On the very high level of standard.
Tayinza kwerabira ebintu ebyasooka okubeera.
Can't forget how things were before.
Mwenewe mwerabira.
Even if you forget.
Ye asigala ajjukira.
He remains remembering.
Yatugamba nze Mukama sijjulukuka.
God us I'm the Lord who never changes.
Tajjulukuka asigala akyali ku mulamwa ogw'edda.
Remains on the olden track.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Mwenewe mutuka mkubo ni mchuka.
Even if you reach the way and you change.
Aunga tuita mchuka muda jendi.
Paul stand back onto me.
Nange nja kuda jemuli.
It will get back to you.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
So chiba chitegeze.
Now it means.
Katonda ya tulindira waliwe ya teku kuplani ya esoka.
God waits us at his former past plan.
Akati mkama wafu Yesu na haba gamba.
Now Jesus told them.
Timuchigamba chino revival.
In this word revival.
Indaga anempia.
The New Testament.
Buri katonda chitange cha atasimba.
Everything my father never planted.
Chigenda kusiku.
It's going to be uprooted.
Chigamba revival chijia nga chizo kujia webe
tobe. The word revival comes when it's come to take away many things.
Ebe biba bikole duanga tebidi mkwagara kwa katonda.
Those made not in the will of God.
Matusome tuulile.
Matayo esura ya 15. Olinyole 13.
Matthew 15 verse 13.
Naye n'addamu n'agamba nti, buli kisimbe kitange ow'omugulu ky'ataasimba kirisimbulwa. 14. Mubaleke bebasaale abatalaba. Naye omuzibe w'amaaso bw'akulemberamu muzibe munne bombi baligwa mu bunnya.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yagamba.
He said,
buli kisimbe Katonda kitaffe ky'ataasimba.
Every plant the Father never planted.
Kijja kubanga kisimbulwa.
It will be uprooted.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga mulimu ebintu bingi ebyali byongeddwamu.
Many things they had added in there.
Omanyi olwaliro bw'oba otunuulidde ekkanisa.
When you look at church.
N'ebikola batume ne bannabbi.
And the acts of the prophets.
Bingi ebyongeddwamu nga tebirina kubaamu.
Many things have been added in not meant to be in there.
Bw'oba olowooza ebibbo by'embizzi okusonda embizzi ya musumba mu ebirimu byawandiikibwa.
Baskets of collecting pastors' pork, they are in the scriptures.
Oba okusimbisa abantu layini ku byamagero.
Make people line up for miracles.
Bingi nga tebiriimu naye nga babikola.
And not there yet they do them.
Gwe buuza ani gwe bawa ekirabo kya senior pastor.
Who was given a gift of the senior pastor.
Okebera mu byandi ku kirabo.
Check in the scriptures, look for it.
Olabemu gwe bayita inspector general prophet.
See whether there's a gift of inspector general prophet.
Kubanga ye kanisa tebitegeera.
Temanyi
we byasooka okubeera.
Don't know how things were before.
Kati etambula ng'erowooza ebintu biri bwe bityo.
Things are like that.
Naye bwe tutumibwa okukola revival.
When you sent to do revival.
Okutandikira mu ggwanga lyaffe erya Uganda.
The nation of Uganda.
Tuba tulina kuzzaayo ebintu nga bwe byali.
Have to take things back how they were.
Okwagala kwa Katonda nga bwe kwali.
The love of God as it was.
So tetutumibwa kwogera mbu tukola revival. Tukola revival.
We are making revival, make revival.
Tutumibwa okukola ekyo kyennyini kyabeera ayogera.
To do the exact
thing. Kitegeeza ki kikolebwa kitya?
What does it mean? How is it done?
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Yagamba nti abonno kakati abafalisaayo baali basaale basiba amaaso.
Pharisees were cheap blind girls.
Naye ani yali yabaziba amaaso?
Who had blinded them?
Sitani.
The devils.
Banga Bible yobeyogera mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri
sura yokuna. 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Yagamba nti Katonda yo mirembe gino bye yaziba amaaso g'amagezi.
God of this age blinded the eyes of the understanding.
Tekabeera amaaso abafalisaayo baali batambula
bwe bati. We are walking physical.
Era balaba mu maaso g'omuntu.
See the physical eyes.
Naye nga mu kunnyonnyola mu maaso ag'amagezi n'okutegeera.
Eye of wisdom and understanding.
Nga tebalaba.
And they don't see.
Tebasobola kukebera byandikwa ne babitegeera.
Check scriptures and understand them.
Ye olusomanga nga
when they read and they say now.
Awo Yesu naye ye Nazareth.
And Jesus passed Nazareth.
Ati gwe Nazareth.
Now you are the Nazareth of today.
Yes, we are quitting. Goroko Kamire, yes. When Nazareth,
you are the Nazareth.
Nazareth started for the
Nazareth was the place me, I'm a human being. You may think they understand. Leaders are their blind guides. Not physical eyes.
But
spiritual eyes of wisdom and understanding. Not like they have no knowledge. These
are
the door to heaven they never entered.
The Pharisees
were spoken of standing on the door to heaven.
Yet,
they never entered and they knew nothing there.
Whoever
tried to come to enter, they hindered them. That all we can do revival upon it.
But
when you look at the gospel of today, we think to lead us in heaven, they don't know what's there. And we think perhaps them reached long time. Yet them too are on the door.
They have
not been opened for and they don't know what's there. They say they hear the gospel of heaven, they say that is a false prophet.
Oh Lord,
gathering people in church telling them,
I told
church speaks of things of heaven. You know, when Jesus told them, I'm from heaven. And they got angered.
They
are the ones on the world, the preacher of heaven.
And let's
say, your father, he gave us to me. And
they
said, you have blasphemed God.
These
are the ones who are in this generation.
You
tell them we have the seed of God in heaven. And that is false, that is false. Don't even know what's in the scriptures. These are blind
guys.
Wait for revival has already come.
But
the problem which has been is one.
He
did bring it the word revival as you speak it.
He brought
it as the new generation. It's the new generation. What revival we had hated it so much. By those who have hidden it, the false people. And
said,
let me call it this time the new generation.
With
the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's finish what the Lord moved to explain.
Matthew 15:15. Petero n'addamu n'amugamba nti tunnyonnyola olugero olwo.
Kagati omanyi Petero. Owooluganda Peter.
You know, Brother Peter.
Ye yalabira ddala nga lugero lupya
nnyo. He thought this was a very new parable.
Katonda by'atasimba ali bisimbula.
What God never planted will uproot?
Biki by'atasimba olwo lugero.
What God never planted? What parable is this?
Nemga abye mwayongeramu. Mukube eyo nga mutambula mwongera mu kigambo.
Added on the way as we moved, added in His word.
Yes, we have
been. Praise Jesus.
We
carried them in Deuteronomy
4.
Told them don't add in and don't subtract.
They reached
with the argued with God and added in His commands.
Apostle Peter
told him, explain us that parable. He told him, Peter,
never know.
And your colleagues, you two all know you never understood. You know, God's not abused you.
But
he supplies that your foolishness is still holding some levels in you. But we've read all up now, you're still arguing. No.
We've
read it in our religion.
What
did you read which you understood?
Weren't
you blind guides?
Peter
was there when they explained all things. And he said,
Lugero.
It's a parable.
But
let it be explained. Explain, you've not understood.
Matthew 15:16.
They
spent time with Jesus.
And
everything he finds, he eats. They have no wisdom.
Now,
Muslim,
get back to understanding.
The
women corrupt you, that immorality is from your hearts. Eating pork and you go to toilets. It's not going to make you unclean.
You
find an advent. The wizard yet they don't eat pork. Pig and the sorcery you are into. What is corrupting you? Because these things have made big pigs. Don't eat those ones, you get sick in the stomach. They hold poison. They inject them with medicines which are not good.
Even
chicken and many other animals.
When
the Muslims say the pig is dirty, that's the reason why Allah refuses
to eat chicken.
Allah refuses to tell you not to eat chicken. For chicken to eat poo. If you ask someone, the food you eat comes from where? If you dig the bananas in the ground and you sow them, how do you prove whether what you eat put in the toilet, God brings it back? Who knows how they are done? Who knows where food comes from? If you say it comes from the ground, you never found a color of potatoes in the ground. That's why
he
told you to thank and eat, don't ask much. Those who started with us, the John of heaven, when we are on the four living creatures in the second heaven, that's how you realize how they are created and where they come from. Right now,
he
just thank and he eats.
When
you begin to question, you may not eat bananas.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
Aha, katumaliwa.
Let's finish here.
Matayo sura ya 15, olunyiriri olwe 18.
Matthew 15 verse 18.
Na yebifuruma mukamwa biva mutima. Nebyo byebyonono omuntu.
Akati botaniko okuwemula okwego okubi.
Vulgar evil desiring and things like those.
Yebikonona.
These are what corrupts you.
Akati abatume bonna baliwo n'abayigiriza
apostles and disciples were there.
Ekyewunyisa mwasigalamu aba 77 mukaseera.
What surprises there remained the Adventists in that time.
Abafalisayo benjogeraku.
The Pharisees are the ones I speak of.
Omanyi abafalisayo bakomawo be 77.
The Pharisees came back, they are the Adventists of today.
Abasaddukayo nabo we bali be basiraamu.
These are there too, they are the Muslims.
Kati waliwo aba SNS.
Now the both the of the
Catholics
and the Protestants.
Those
who were there not understanding them well.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Peter had retained the mentality of the Adventists. Jesus, but what he explained on the eatings, never believes. And they argued with the Holy Spirit. Let's end with the acts over that word. Of revival, it troubled people much. Some had remained Adventists. After they got saved later, they accepted the counsels of God. Acts 10. From verse
9. Akulunako
Naye bwe bali nga bajjula
Omoyo gwe ne guwanyisibwa.
Omanyi mtume Peter yali ayingidde waggulu ali
asaba. Apostle Peter was in a rooftop praying.
Naye nga tebakkaanya ne Mukama waffe Matayo 15 gye tusomye.
Agree with the Lord in Matthew 15 where we prayed.
Yannyonnyola ku byokulya n'atali.
Explained on the eatings and he doubted it.
Agana, yeah.
And he said, no.
Wadde Yesu ekigambo yakyogedde ngenda kusiganga sibirya.
Jesus spoke that word I remain not eating the things.
And
this time he told him, let me take you where they are serving food.
And
as he was praying, Lord, save us. Not to save you, we still have contentions amongst ourselves. Over eatings. He commanded those preparing food to prepare it. He began to smell. I want to eat, his appetite raised. He put him in a trance. He brought every animal from heaven. He told him, kill and eat. The contentions of the Adventists were in him. Let's read and hear.
Acts 10
verse 10.
Naluma enjala nayagala okulya, naye bwe baali bajjula, omwoyo gwe ne guwanyisibwa. 11 Nalaba eggulu nga libikuse, ekintu ne kimukira nga kifaanana essuuka ennene, ng'ekwatiddwa ku birenge bina okusibwa, n'essibwa wansi. 12 Omwali ebisolo byonna ebirina amagulu ana, n'ebyekulula eby'ensi, n'ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga. 13 Eddoboozi ne lijja eriyiye nti, golokoka, Peetero, osale olye.
Hey, Peter.
Peter,
golokoka osale olye.
Arise, cut and eat.
Mulimu buli bisolo, embuzi,
enkokole, pig, hen,
ebisota,
snakes,
tolye.
Kill and eat.
Biva
they are from heaven.
The
big spirits of animals come from where? The spirits of the pigs. God prepared them. He knows they are to become pigs. They told him, kill and eat. And the contentions began. Let's hear.
Acts 10
verse 14.
Naye Petero n'agamba nti, nedda Mukama wange, kubanga siri yanga kya muzizo ne wakubadde ekibi.
Okimanyi Yesu ebintu biri eri byetwannyonnyokako.
We got it planned of last time, Jesus. In Matthew 15.
Wali ng'okyali ku nsi kuno Katonda azuukira kudda ye.
On the world before you raised me, I didn't believe it.
Nkyali ku by'abaleevi.
I still on the Leviticus.
Siri yanga kitali kirongoofu.
I don't eat what's unclean.
Nino ngati yali sebo kwatambula ne Yesu.
Yet he was moving with Jesus.
Naye baatwala kirisise ebyokulya bino.
A battle make him believe in his eatings.
Ngakayana n'omutonzi.
He argues with his creator.
Kyovulaba yakemebwa nnyo sitaani.
That's why he was tempted much by the devil.
Olw'obutakkiriza mangu Mukama waffe Yesu.
For not believing quick the Lord Jesus.
Yesu akugamba tulirema kunneegaana.
Jesus said, surely betray me. And he said, I'll cut them. He never admits.
Singa yakkiririzaawo mangu teyandifunye na bikemo bya sitaani.
He wouldn't have gotten temptations of Satan.
Kati kino kyali kitutte ebbanga nga Yesu yazuukira naddanaddayo mu
ggulu.
Naye ng'akimanyi Peter yasigalamu akantu k'obutakkiriza byakulya. Ne basisinkana ku luno eyo
waggulu mu kukyusibwa.
Peter n'amuganzi siri kitali
kirongoofu.
Omwoyo Omutukuvu n'amugamba ssebo, Katonda bye yalongoosa okuva ku lubereberye ggwe ebitooti ebitali
birongoofu.
Bikira abatume essula ya 10 olunyo lwa 15.
10 verse 15.
Eddoboozi nate ne lijja gy'ali omulundi ogw'okubiri nti, Katonda be yalongoosa tobifuula nga ggwe bya muzizo. 16 Ne kiba bwe kityo emirundi esatu, amangu ago ekintu ne kitwalibwa mu ggulu.
Ebiddizibayo ebitonde bye n'amugamba. Ebitonde byange
bive eno mu ggulu. Don't they call my things unclean. As you had the word revival, planted things in their hearts. And they are false. Deceptive. I would have spoken of many other things.
The Israelites had another long law. When they get in adultery with stone,
they are
chanting to stone.
Tugenda mukuba amayinja.
Kyawandiikibwa.
Bwe mukwatibwa mu bwenzi, mukuba amayinja. Naye ajjukira nga tanaba kuba wateeka eri. Mu kitabo eky'okuva yali yabagamba amakumi abiri. Oyagalanga muntu munno nga bwe weeyagala. Era tottanga. Ne babigaana. Ne bigamba Misiri. Mukwatibwa mu bwenzi.
They stoned them. Jesus stoned them in John 8. Told them, whoever has never done it,
that
wants to be first to stone her.
They
did not Jesus did the things why. Not following the commands of God. He said, love your person as you love yourself.
So
and don't kill. And they want to kill. All those would have spoken of them. But because of time, we have spoken of offerings. We gave up for sins. Those which are shadows of the originals. Those which are brought be fulfilled. We have spoken of the shadow temple. That which was in the building. Which is shifted to get in us. Yet up to today, they insisted it to be a building, the church. Yet he says, I'm going to come back for you.
The church
without spot, not a wrinkle.
They count building
to be the church.
It means
revival made of the Old Testament. Praise Jesus so much. The shadow church showed Moses of the building
and
that which King Solomon built and the Israelites for 46 years. Our Lord Jesus came to revive
him.
He said, I built the one for 3 days.
And
the ship that has put the rightful church and it got in us and
it
us built to be the church.
But
we have passed hundreds of years. That revival seems to have not been made. Religions build buildings to be the church of God. Jesus says we are the church without a spot, not a
rainbow,
which is coming back home. We have a great work as a nation called to do revival. First, lighten as it was in the Old Testament, those that have faltered on the way, those meant to be fulfilled, and they were not fulfilled. Jesus came correcting the New Testament and fulfilled
it.
We of this generation refuse to do them as they were commanded. Imagine
we
have built many buildings calling them Church of Christ. Yet he looks at us to be the Holy Church, which has no spot, not a wrinkle. There are many things to correct in the word called revival. Those are the examples which can quickly speak of. When God will buy us time, move on, explain the word revival. Every day when we study, we are in that word.
And
we looked at those measures. There are several of the priesthood we wanted. We clothed the hearts. We used to clothe garments for the priesthood. But in the New Testament, they were changed. We clothe like this in the body. Yet in the spirit, we put on the clothes, which are in Ephesians 6. Verse 10 to 13.
We
put the gospel peace in our feet. And it's the
clothes,
the truth, the belt of truth in the waist, the truth of the word of God, the blessed spirit of righteousness, which comes from believing the word of God, the shield of faith,
Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. But that shield is made by command by command. Scripture by scripture. Here a little, there a little. The sword of the word of God.
Get Bible
Old and a New Testament and we know it. And we put the helmet of salvation.
The
spirit who came in the Acts 2 on the heads of apostles.
And when bring
garments with no more clothe them.
Kubanga bwe yali reviving ebyambalo by'obwakabona.
Revived the clothing of the priesthood.
Yakyusa ekkanisa.
He changed the church.
N'akyusa obwakabona.
He changed the priesthood.
N'akyusa ebyambalo.
He changed the garments.
Naye leero biriwa.
But today where are they?
Ekigambo revival kigenda.
Now the word revival goes.
Tujja kuba tweyongera okinyonyola.
We shall move on to get explained of it.
Mukama akumpeere omukisa.
God bless you.
Weebale.
Thank you for coming.